We've already seen in our earlier segments in this series on the new birth that on the day of Pentecost, the disciples were born again when they were baptized with the Spirit of God. The disciples were born again on the day of Pentecost. Now we want to deal with another issue that's associated with this, and that has been brought to the fore in the last few decades of the 20th century, and that is, does a person receive the Spirit before he is baptized with it? Now, we know from what we've already studied by the revelation of God and using the common sense reasoning that He's given us that the disciples did not receive the Spirit before they were baptized with it on the day of Pentecost. Were they an exception or were they the rule? Well, let's look at some examples in the book of Acts of people receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and see what the Scriptures say about them. We could begin with the Samaritans, to whom Philip went preaching in Acts chapter 8. We know that when he went there preaching, they believed what he said. We're told that they received the word of God that Philip preached to them. He performed miracles, healing some of them, and the conviction for God came on them, and they repented. Did they receive the Spirit? Or did they have to wait to receive it until Peter and John came to lay hands on them? Well, what we're told in the Bible, in other words, the revelation upon which we must build an understanding, is that when Peter and John came from Jerusalem to where Philip had been preaching, when the news came to Jerusalem, Peter and John came to lay hands on the Samaritans that they might receive the Holy Ghost, because the Scriptures tell us, God's revelation is, that the Holy Ghost had fallen upon none of them. So they believed the Word of God when it was preached. They saw the power of God when it was shown to them through Philip's hands and his commands of his mouth working under the power of God. They believed it and they repented, but they did not receive the Spirit, even though you might call them believers. They were believers the way the disciples were before they received the Holy Ghost. They did not receive the promise of God. They did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They did not receive the Spirit until Peter and John came and laid hands on them. What about the Apostle Paul's conversion? We're often told that he was converted on the road to Damascus, but that's contrary to the revelation that we have from God. We always must have the revelation of God as our foundation. Paul's own testimonies concerning his conversion show us that when he went to Damascus, Jesus sent a man named Ananias to Paul, who was blind. He had been blinded by the vision that Jesus had given him when Paul was on his way to Damascus to harm God's people. He was blind and he was ashamed of himself because he found out now that he had been persecuting God's own people. But Jesus sent Ananias, a faithful man full of the Holy Ghost, to the street called Straight to find this Saul of Tarsus, later called Paul. And the reason that Ananias was sent, his mission from Jesus, was to lay hands on this distraught man so that he could have his eyesight restored. That's number one. And number two, that he might receive the Spirit. Now, we've already seen that receiving the Spirit is the new birth. And the new birth is conversion. We've seen that too. You remember when Jesus told Peter, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. He told all the disciples, unless you are converted and become as little children, you'll never see the kingdom of God. So, the Apostle Paul was not converted on the road to Damascus by that vision of Jesus. He was convicted of his sin on the road to Damascus. And conviction for sin and repentance always must precede the new birth. One must believe that God is there and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, Paul knew God was there and that Jesus was his son. And he diligently sought the Lord for 3 days, eating and drinking.